is change of zone number 1877 and change of zone number 1911, Patriots Glen preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the construction of a 2,104 square foot, more or less, community building with mail kiosks to be located under a covered porch area, 1,150 square foot, more or less, community in pool, two outdoor shower stalls, two pubs, a fire pit, bike rack, and ancillary site improvements to be located on the south side of Thomas Jefferson's, the east side of MacArthur Lane, and the west side of John Adams Lane within the existing and pre-approved Patriots Glen Residential Plan Community PC. The final site plan for phase one of the residential plan community was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 3rd, 2022, and the final site plan for phase two residential plan community was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway 24, approximately 0.45 miles west of Oak Orchard Road. The tax parcel is 234, map 29, parcel 66. The zoning is MR RPC, medium density residential plan community district, and staff in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this proposal is eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Everybody good with this one? Mr. Chairman, I move we approve for a preliminary amenities plan final for change of zone 1877 and change of zone 1911 Patriots Glen.
Motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the amendment for change of zone number 1877 and change of zone number 1911 Patriots Glen as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the subdivision 2023-01 Anchors Run expansion request to conditions of approval.
On December 23rd, 2024, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request and conditions of approval for the Anchors Run expansion subdivision. Anchors Run expansion is a cluster subdivision to consist of 356 single-family lots for an addition of 91 lots into the existing previously approved Anchors Run subdivision, private open space, and amenities to include an existing house, larger in-ground pool, walking trail, and proposed pickleball courts. The preliminary subdivision plan proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting Wednesday, November 20th, 2024, subject to 22 conditions of approval. The property is lying on the east side of Beaver Dam Road, that's Sussex County Road 205, and the north side of Conley's Chapel Route 280B, approximately 0.40 mile north of Stokely Road, that's County Road 280. The applicant has stated that condition O, the conditions of approval as currently provided, presents a problem for the applicant. Condition O currently provides the pickleball court shall be centrally located within the fifth phase of the existing Anchors Run development. The pickleball court shall be completed in accordance with Section 99-21E of the Subdivision Code as it relates to the entire subdivision and shall be completed on or before the issuance of the 213th residential building permit for the Anchors Run subdivision as expanded by this approval. The applicant has provided the commission with three potential alternatives to this condition language, the first being to maintain the pickleball courts in their original location as shown on the preliminary site plan included in the commission's attachments as Exhibit 2, Option 1. Reasons provided by the applicant supporting this option include compliance with Chapter 115, Section 192 of the Code regarding tennis courts designed in residential districts, consistency of this proposal by providing centralized amenities, 67.4% homeowner approval for this location, and earlier completion of the amenity. The second option would be to relocate the pickleball courts to an alternative location near the existing amenities site, of which an illustration has been provided in the commission's attachments as Exhibit 3, Option 2. Reasons provided by the applicant supporting this option include that this proposal would remove the courts away from the residents along Daggerboard Drive, with all property lines being upwards of 250 feet away, and screening proposed on three sides to include a 10-foot-tall vinyl-coated chain-link fence. The third option would be to develop the pickleball courts in Phase 5 between lots 88 and 91, eliminating the centrally located requirement in the original condition language provided in the commission's attachments as Exhibit 4, Option 3. Reasons provided by the applicant supporting this option include the effective use of open space, reducing impact on existing lots, and the closest property line being 53 feet away, though the applicant has noted that the benefits and advantages typically associated with centralized amenities are not applicable in this location. Staff note that proposed condition language for each of these respective options has been included within the applicant's original request letter. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 6, Parcels 19, 20.01, and District 234, Map 11, Parcels 40.01, 40.02, and a portion of Parcel 40. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Okay, talk about this for a second. So option number one is not an option for me because that's putting it back to where they were proposing it initially, as stated, and that's what everybody had a problem with, or a lot of the neighbors did. Option number two, in my opinion, is not an option either because we may be exposing other residents that have already been there without putting these pickleball courts in. So I am proposing approval for option number three.
I concur.
I agree.
Any discussion on that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2023-01 Anchors Run expansion, I make a motion to approve option three. Should I read it for the record, Mr. Robertson?
Yes, I think we should. Go ahead if you want.
You go ahead.
Okay. let me do some wordsmithing on this. I think the motion would be to amend condition O so that it states the pickleball courts shall be located within the fifth phase of the existing Anchors Run development. The pickleball courts shall be completed in accordance with section 99-21E of subdivision code as it relates to the entire subdivision and shall be completed on or before the issuance of the 213th residential building permit for the Anchors Run subdivision as expanded by this approval. The pickleball courts shall be developed within Phase 5 between lots 88 and 91.
So move.
Second.
To move and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval in accordance with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-05, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, request for a six-month time extension.
On January 14th, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a six-month time extension request for the Turnberry subdivision, a cluster subdivision for the creation of 196 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, open space, and associated buffers within the low-density area. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27, 2022, subject to 19 conditions of approval. Specifically, this time extension request is being made pursuant to Section 99-40 of the Sussex County Code. In accordance with the requirements of this section of code, an explanatory memo, schedule, and plan of completed steps and reasons in support of the applicant's request for a time extension have been provided. The letter notes that requested revisions by state agencies as part of their regular review, coordination of required transportation improvements with the adjacent Autumndale project, and the installation of a required gas main led to utility conflicts, which necessitated the redesign of utilities and stormwater management elements for a large portion of the project, causing unexpected delays. The property is located on the southeast side of Hollyville Road, that's Sussex County Road 48. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 10, Parcel 199, District 234, Map 16, Parcels 1.01, 1.02, 3, 4, and 5. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and I just wanted to clarify for the record that this action would extend the plan's original expiration date from January 27th, 2025 to July 27th of 2025.
Any discussion on this?
I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, I make a motion to approve the request for 6-month time extension and encourage everyone to get their job done so you don't have to come back in front of us.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request for a 6-month time extension for subdivision 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Delmarva Construction Service, LLC. Minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of 3 lots plus the residual lands with excess off a 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed Lot A will consist of 1.001 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot B will consist of 1.236 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot C will consist of 1.179 acres, more or less, and the residual land will contain 6.317 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located west of Shortley Road, Sussex County Road 431. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 9, Parcel 9.04. The zoning is agricultural residential AR1 zoning district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Delmarva Construction Service, LLC, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot of easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement for Lands of Delmarva Construction Service, LLC, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Stephen Landis, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 30.3-foot easement. 30.3, not 4.
Pretty exact.
3.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of 1 lot plus the residual land with excess off an existing 30.3-foot wide ingress egress easement access. Proposed Lot 1 consists of 1.00 acre, more or less, and the residual land will contain 107.230 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The parcel is located southeast of Shawnee Road, Sussex County Road 36, and south of Utica Road, Sussex County Road 632. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 2, Parcel 9. The zoning is agricultural residential, AR1 zoning district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for approval of Lands of Stephen Landis minor subdivision plan off of a 30.3-foot easement.
Second. The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 30.3-foot easement for Lands of Stephen Landis with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Messick, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual land with access off a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.01 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 19.987 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The parcel is located north of Rabbit Run Road, Sussex County Road 566, approximately 5,070 feet west of Progress School Road, Sussex County Road 562. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 131, Map 9, Parcel 14.02. The zoning is agriculture residential, AR1 zoning district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Messick, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement, I move for approval of the minor subdivision plan off of 40-foot easement, sorry, with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement for lands of Messick with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right.